Regrettably, and even predictably, all the talk of unity following the shooting of Republican legislators and staff as they were practicing for a charity baseball game quickly came to an end. It has been reported that the Republican Party chairman in Georgia's 11th congressional district, speaking about the election between John Ossoff and Karen Handel, said the following, quote, "I think the shooting is going to win this election for us because moderates and independents in this district are tired of left-wing extremism," unquote. How cynical. How abhorrent. A member of the House leadership is still hospitalized in serious condition, and this is seen as an opportunity to win an election? Is this how far the political process in our country has fallen? If so, our nation truly is in trouble. I understand politicians debating issues with one another. I appreciate that political parties don't see eye to eye on all policies affecting our nation. But unless we share a common core of decency, a sense that we're in this together, the fabric of our nation will fray. I know that throughout the history of our nation, politics has been contentious. But that doesn't justify it remaining so. It doesn't excuse the crude lens through which politics is now being filtered. I know that for cable news, conflict is good, for it generates viewers as if the political process is a reality TV show. But it's not. What's at stake is our nation. Rather than seeing a violent attack as helping one party, everyone should see it as harming our nation. When Speaker Paul Ryan said on the floor of the House, "An attack on one of us is an attack on all of us," he was correct. An attack on one American politician is an attack on the entire political system, an attack on all the citizens of our nation. I'm Rabbi Robert Barr of Congregation Beth Adam and OurJewishCommunity.org, and as always, thanks for listening.